All right, time to finish up this program with the last few minutes. Dr. Hall is in with Baptist Hospital North Mississippi cardiologist talking about something that we Mississippians need to listen to. And that's how to be a little bit better with what we do and in and around the heart. Before we went to the break, you gave us a lot of good do's and don'ts. And there's probably a long list of those do's and don'ts that we should do. Instead of driving to the hospital, should there, you know, and I know that that's going to happen. Somebody's just going to get in it, maybe not drive themselves, but should we call 911? Should we do those kinds of things first? What are more of the do's and don'ts we should do if we think, you know, we're having a heart attack or we're at home and we've got a loved one that's, or a friend that's maybe going through something like that?
Very good question. So again, one of the first things you do is you want to give them a full dose of aspirin, which is aspirin 325. Second thing you should do is kind of assess the situation. If it is a loved one that you feel is having a heart attack, if you feel you can get that person to the emergency department quicker, then that's something that you should do if it's going to be safe. Sometimes it is faster to just drive them over to the emergency department as opposed to waiting on EMS to arrive. But I would put that at the discretion of the person that's in that situation. But the key is you want to get them to the hospital as soon as possible by either driving them there or if the safest route is going to be by having EMS come by to evaluate them and get them to the hospital. You know, one of the things that we will oftentimes see as a complication of someone having a heart attack is sometimes the heart will go into a very bad abnormal rhythm, like ventricular tachycardia or a ventricular fibrillation. Now, those rhythms, if your heart goes into that, can be deadly if your heart stays into that rhythm. And that's why EMS would be, so, you know, emergency medical support will be important to be there, because if your heart goes into that rhythm, they can shock your heart back into a normal rhythm. And again, this abnormal rhythm is a sign that the heart is suffering, right? And the heart is telling you that. But this is can sometimes be a late consequence of having a heart attack. So that's something that you want to keep in mind when you're making a decision. You know, should, if they're overall stable, it may be reasonable to have EMS come so you can have that extra added support and transport over to the hospital.
When we first started, you talked about learning, and everyone does, in your role and what you do, the numbers of states and the numbers of how high in the risk of heart disease and things in Mississippi, in this area. Do you have an idea of how much higher Mississippi or this area might be than even some surrounding states or other places in the United States?
Yep. So definitely when you group the states together, we call it kind of the bacon belt.
Sure.
Of states together that have a higher rate of heart disease, obesity, and diabetes, all of those contribute to the development of coronary artery disease. You know, you got Mississippi, you got Alabama, you got Tennessee, you got Arkansas, Louisiana, right? So these are the states that unfortunately suffer a great, you know, morbidity when it comes to heart disease. Now, why is that? Is it because of culture? Again, you know, we talked about definitely, you know, we're used to eating everything. We fry everything.
You mentioned bacon, and that's all I can think about
right now. That's right. We fry everything, but frying everything may not necessarily be, of course, good on the heart or good on the body. But I think it's cultural. I think that we as a community and in several communities in Mississippi, Northeast Mississippi, if we can work to make you know, our communities and towns are more walkable, I think that will hopefully promote more people getting out and exercising, lowering the risk of heart attack, diabetes, and stroke. That's key. When I lived in Boston up on the East Coast, a lot of patients, they would walk most places. But if you were to see me walk out the studio here and start walking, what would people think? And that's the mindset that we have. We have to drive. We feel like we have to drive from point A to point B. And sometimes, of course, if it's long distance, that makes sense. But if you're just walking down the street to a friend's, or you know, just down the street to a store, maybe it's more reasonable to you know, put some shoes on, walk, get your heart rate up, and you'll be, your body will love you for that, because if you're if you're doing good things, exercising to take care of your body, if you're taking in good nutrition, right, your body will give you everything that you want if you put the good things in it. And I feel like a lot of times we unfortunately sometimes don't put the best things in our body.
I agree with you. I know that I don't, in fact, and I know most of the people listening are in that same boat with me. So I know this question probably is going to vary, and it's going to depend on the person, but we're talking time of recovery with a heart attack, and I would assume that would be measured by how severe the attack was, and then that person themselves. Is that somewhat correct?
That's correct. So some people will have mild heart attacks, and some people will have massive heart attacks, okay? And so based on the severity of your heart attack will oftentimes depend or determine how long it will take to recover. Many times a heart attack will cause a weakening of the heart, and that's the big thing. And again, it all goes back to that simple formula that time equals heart. So the longer that you wait after the onset of symptoms that come with the heart attack, the more heart tissue dies, okay? And so those patients that say, you know what, my chest pain started actually about 3 or 4 days ago, well, they're a late presenting heart attack, right? And so by the time that they get to the hospital, they may have already completed their heart attack, right? And so the damage is already done. And we'll get an ultrasound of the heart and sometimes see that the heart pump is now weakened because of the heart attack. That heart tissue has died. And so now you're in longer recovery mode, because now we have to put you on medicines to try to help recover the heart, which sometimes we are able to recover the heart. Sometimes, unfortunately, we're not. And those patients suffer from heart failure and many of the things that go along with having heart failure.
Well, I appreciate your time. Yours is more precious than the rest, at least with me in this studio. I know that. And so I thank you for coming in and answering some of the questions. The biggest thing I want to thank you is for coming back to Mississippi and meeting people and doing this show. You know, we find, you know, people who grew up here may have, and in your case, you went to school first in Mississippi and then had to go do all of the things that you did to become the doctor that you are now. But we're grateful you came back. Whether it's close to home or not, the family of this radio show, thank you for coming back and doing the work that you're doing, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's been a great pleasure being back in Oxford. Again, we're located at Baptist North Mississippi Hospital here in Oxford. My group is Stern Cardiovascular, and we'd be happy to see you and take care of you and your family for all of your cardiology needs.
That's Dr. Hall. I'll give you some more information about that and more and conclude today's program. Building Our Future finishes next.